Governor Mike Dunleavy announced in December that his administration plans to split Alaska's Department of Health and Social Services in two. Among many other impacts, that move would put the state's foster care system in a new department. Tribal organizations, advocates for foster children, and the largest state worker union are all voicing their concerns. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
When the administration announced the change, it emphasized that it's aiming to improve outcomes, including for children and families, by having two more focused departments to provide oversight. The plan to separate a new Department of Family and Community Services from the Department of Health may also divide the Office of Children's Services, which oversees foster care, into two offices. Several groups expressed concerns about children's services to lawmakers at a mid-January hearing. Among these groups are tribes that have been working with the state to implement a compact that gives tribes more responsibility for child welfare. Richard Peterson is the president of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, which has been working on the compact.
The time to find a new commissioner, directors, and staff will be a challenge. The state struggles to fill the vacancies currently, leaving many of our programs and families not receiving the attention they deserve.
He says the tribe should have been consulted before the state rolled out the proposal, not after. He notes that most children in Alaska's foster system are Alaska Native.
And I think that will only get worse if we're not involved.
Amanda Mativier advocates for foster children as the co-founder and director of the nonprofit Facing Foster Care in Alaska. She says the state hasn't provided evidence as to why children and families should have to deal with two offices. She says that the system is already confusing, and it's hard to know which office will play what role.
To then have to deal with multiple systems, I think, could just be absolutely daunting.
Mativier says the plan wasn't prepared in a spirit of collaboration with those involved in foster care.
There hasn't been any effort to directly engage young people, youth in that process.
State officials have emphasized that they're currently engaging with stakeholders and will consult with tribes on potential changes to the Office of Children's Services. And they also say that splitting the department will not substantively change or impact the state tribal compact. Jake Metcalf, executive director of the Alaska State Employees Association, says his union is concerned that the state is laying the groundwork for outsourcing children's services jobs.
If this were to happen, this work would leave Alaska. It would undoubtedly impact the quality of services, which are sensitive in nature and require local-based knowledge for the administration of services.
Dunleavy could split the Department of Health and Social Services using an executive order. But an executive order can't be used to privatize or outsource any state services. The executive order is expected during the legislative session, with the goal of having it go into effect on July 1st. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.